This podcast discusses events of a sensitive nature. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to episode 3 of season 3 of Murder, She Wrote, a podcast that aims to bring awareness to cases of femicide in Kenya. And today I would like to talk about something that's currently in the news. But before that, a little older news reports that the father of Julie Ward passed away. And it made me feel sad. I talked about Julie Ward in season 1 extensively and how her father was on this quest for justice and to find out what happened, because the case is very cryptic. The death of Julie Ward is very complex, cryptic. And it's just sad to know that he died without answers, really. Anyway, today is July 9th, 2023, and a few days ago, news broke of the murder of a woman named Josephine Karemi. Sadly, like many of the women I've talked about on the podcast, Karemi was young, just 24, at the very cusp of life. I remember my 24, fresh-faced, fresh-brained, first serious job, just beginning my career. And so was Karemi. In fact, she was working at a new job, one that she'd only been working for about a week before she went missing, on June 29th, 2023. Yes, before it was discovered that she had been murdered, Karemi had gone missing. The day before she went missing was a Wednesday, June 28, 2023, and Karemi had made a day visit home. Home was a place called Kivue, and after having lunch with her mom, she returned to Kiaragana, which is a place, all these places are in Embu County in Kenya, and Kiaragana was where she was working that new job, at the Catholic Women's Association Center, the CWA Center, and that's where she also lived. So tell me why the following day, Karemi's family are trying to reach her on her phone, but Karemi is not answering. This is what her father told The Nation, a major Kenyan news outlet. Before Karemi went missing, she had lunch with her mother and went back to work on Wednesday. But the next day, we called to check on her, but her phone did not go through, and we sensed that something was wrong. Then a priest called us and told us that Karemi had not come into work on Thursday. I rushed to the center and found that my daughter was indeed not in her office, which was locked. And all this was alarming. Alarm only grew when her family was unable to find her a few days later, and her father reports Karemi missing at the Ronyenges police station. A few days later, he returns to the police station, and detectives ask him to accompany them to the CWA center where Karemi worked, and where they would make a shocking discovery. So Karemi's father and detectives arrive at the CWA center in Kiaragana, and shortly, they are talking to a groundskeeper, a young man who also lived and worked at the CWA center, just like Karemi. This young man, his job was to take care of the grounds at the CWA center. And at first, he tells them that he actually knows where Karemi is and that she is safe. But then, after a little while, he leads the police to an outhouse, a pit latrine, where they make an ominous discovery: the already decomposing body of Karemi. This must have been really shocking, especially for her family. So now detectives also found that this man was in possession of Karemi's phone, and with mounting evidence, they arrest this man, and he is currently the primary suspect in the now murder of Josephine Karemi. And as we speak, he is in police custody and investigating officers are building the case against him. A sad outcome for the family of Karemi, a blow that must have only been deepened by post-mortem revelations that Karemi's end was violent and brutal. I won't go into the details. I'll place my sources in the show notes, and the news article, one of the news articles, gives details of the injuries, but I can tell you that it was bad. So bad that this is what her dad said after learning of the post-mortem findings. My daughter died in great pain. There was evidence of strangulation and also sexual violence. In fact, about the latter, police state that investigations so far show that sexual violence was the motive for the murder. There was also defensive bruising, showing that Karemi had fought her attackers. Reading around this case, the environment where Karemi worked, I don't know if it's just me letting my imagination run wild, but I mean, this young woman, it seems that she wasn't safe where she worked. A sentiment that was also expressed by her father, who said she worked alone in a secluded place with no guards. He adds, and I quote, "My daughter was working alone in that office, and there were no guards to watch over her. If there were guards at the center, or more people working there, my daughter would not have been murdered. We are still coming to terms with our daughter's death," he said. He claimed that the center was not safe for a woman to work alone, and urged the church, who are in charge of that CWA center, to consider increasing security. As far as my research shows, Karemi's employer is reluctant to comment, stating that the matter is sensitive and under investigation by the police. But it is also sad that she was just beginning her life and to have it snuffed out in such a cruel manner. So sad. Neighbors have fond memories of Karemi. They say of her. They said that before Karemi was employed as a secretary, that's what she was doing at the CWA center, she was a secretary. So they say before she was employed as a secretary at the CWA center, she spent her time at home helping her parents. She lived a quiet life, and we don't know why she was eliminated in such a cruel way, one of the neighbors said, adding that the killer should not go unpunished. The neighbors said they knew Karemi well and they had a good relationship with her. When she completed her secretarial course, she waited patiently until recently when she was lucky enough to get a job at the CWA center. But unfortunately, she never lived to benefit from it and build her career, another neighbor said. Karemi is also remembered by her dad as a humble and well-mannered young woman who related well with everyone. Rest in peace, Josephine Karemi, and may the killer never know peace. This has been episode 3 of Murder, She Wrote. Thank you for listening. Until next time, take care of yourselves.